have the sweetest friends. The shir should be a special schus for Arvin Armi and Rasi Sheyichyu. And the Nishmas Maras Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, Tosis in Yevamos Naf Beis Amud Aleph, writes that one is not allowed to marry, one is not allowed to do Yivam with Achos Ishto, with his wife's sister. She's Asur to him. So you might ask that Anita should also be Asur Liyavam, even though she becomes to her afterwards, just like Achos Ishto, who doesn't become Mutter to him even after her sister dies and she's no longer Achos Ishto. So to Anita, after she becomes pure, since at the time she fell for Yibam, she wasn't pure and she wasn't permitted, then maybe she shouldn't be Mutter afterwards. So Tosis says, no, you can't compare, because Achos Ishto and Shari Rayis, the Isser is on Yavam more than anybody else. It's his personal erva that we don't allow. But Nida, she's a Surah Lekulei Alma. She's usher to everybody. It's more of a general isser. For whatever reason, Tosis understands that when it's an isser lekulei alma, that doesn't answer forever. Only when it's his own personal isser. Afilu benidasa, says Tosis, and even when she's a nida, it's mashman psachim that he's kone. That she's a bas yibum. If he would be bowl her, he'd be kone. Because the Gemara says, Ishto nida baal chayiv, yivimto nida baal pater. That if his wife's a nida and he's baal, he's chayiv. Malchus, yivimto nida pater baal, he's pater. Or from a carbon, if he's a shogeg. So, why is he pater? Frak the Gemara, maishne yivimto the kavod mitzvah. With his wife, he's also doing a mitzvah. So, the mashmaos of the Gemara is that he's koner. And that's why he's pater. Because he did his mitzvah, he's kona the yibum, and therefore he's pater. So the mashmaos is that he's kona her, because the Gemara says, Maishna yevimto de kavod mitzvah, that he's doing a mitzvah, so it's mashma that even though she's a nida, he's kona her. Tosa Rush explains more that nida lekulei alma asura, and she's not called an erva, because she's not asur atz korva. Who's asur atz korva? A relative, an erva, an achos isha. But nida, no. Nida is not asur atz korva. So therefore, nida, first of all, even when she's a nida, he's kona her. And certainly afterwards, when she becomes pure, so then he can do yibum with her. Unlike an erva, he cannot do yibum with afterwards, even if she's no longer an erva. So, the only Isser we're going to learn from Achos Ishto is somebody who's Aser out's relative. But Nida is not Aser because she's a relative, because she's Aser to everybody, and therefore we can't learn from Achos Ishto. Nida can't be derived from Achos Ishto because Nida is a relative. And Nida is not a relative, and Achos Ishto is a relative. And the mitzvah of Yibam remains on her. There's just an external Isser that she's a Nida, but there's still a mitzvah of Nida. So it's not mafkia the zika. Arayas is mafkia the zika siyibam, but not nida. That's the yisod hadvarim. So it's miloshan atos rush, it's mashma, that nida is not included in erva. Nida is not considered an erva. Who's asur to do yibam with? An erva. She's not an erva. Shach and yaridea in kuftsari hey, sivkat and vav writes that even by nida we say hargval yavor. So it's pashut to the shach that she is considered a nerva. Chuvas Pnei Yehoshua discusses at length, do we say Yaragval Yavur by Anida? Maybe not, she's not together erva. Sefer Kovetz Aretz in Meseches Yevamos Os Aleph, he asks on Tosef, who's mechalik between Achos Ishto and Nida, that we find in Kedushin that Hukshu Kol Arayis to Achos Ishto the Lo Tafsi B'Kedushin. Begam Nida Havimine the Lo Tafsi B'Kedushin Mitzad Hekezeh, he lav dechzivati Nida Sed Lava Mani Achsvar de Lo Dami L'Achos Ishto. So Rav Chanan asks on Tosis. Tosis wants to be mechalik between Achos Ishto and Nida, but in Kedushin, we see that there's a hekesh between all the arayas and Achos Ishto, that there's no tefisas Kedushin. And Nida also, there's a havamina there that there's no going to be no tefisas Kedushin, except we have a pasuk that tells you there is tefisas Kedushin by Nida. So the havamina is no tefisas Kedushin. So, frak to Rav Chanan, what does Tosis mean when they say that she's not like Achos Ishto? The Gemara wants to compare it to Achos Ishto, the pasuk. She is like a chosisha. Tosus wanted to be mechalik, but we see the Gemara is not mechalik. So the possible answer is, and this is what Rav Nosson Gishtetner answers, and we're going to go in his mechalik in the shir, that Tosus was speaking l'fi emes. In other words, after we have the pasuk that kedushin or tofes benida, why? Because she's not begeder arayas, she's not begeder erva, she doesn't make a mamzer. So therefore, you can't compare it to achos isha. And memelu, we have a svar to be mechalik by yibum. That by achos isha, there's no yibum. The achos isha, every erva is mafkia the zika, whereas nida is not mafkia the zika. So Tosus was l'fi emes, l'fi maskanas hagemara. Rabbi Chanan's kasha was, look, the Gemara wants to compare achos isha to nida, but that's only the havamim. We're going in the maskana. Now, Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Shiurim is mechalik Tosus teretz to two. First, Tosus writes that nida is not similar to achos isha because nida is also the kulei alma. And according to this teretz, if he's meyabim or bishas nidasa, he's not koner. According to the first teretz, if he's meyabim or bishas nidasa, he's not koner. And then Tosus writes weiter that right, but according to the first teretz, he can do nida afterwards. He can do yibam afterwards with the nida. Just b'shah that she's a nida, at the time she's a nida, he's not koner. And then, as Rabbi Chanan understands Tosus goes weiter and says that even benidasa he's koner, as is mashman psachim. So it would seem that these two terusim are talui in the pshat in the Gemara and psachim over there, because in Tosus and psachim, I'm beis and beis. The Tosus asks, and that the Gemara says that when one sleeps with one's wife when she's a nida, he's also doing a mitzvah. What mitzvah is there? She's an isha nida. What mitzvah possibly is there? So answers Tosus that we're talking about this kasha that you're doing a mitzvah is on the lishna basra that paters tovet var mitzvah alfa pi shelo asa mitzvah. So when you make a mistake doing a mitzvah, even though he's not doing a mitzvah. So the Gemara's kasha is, okay, he's not doing a mitzvah, but he thinks he's doing a mitzvah. He's tovet var mitzvah, he should be pater when his wife is an ida. In the Sefer Yashish Yankiv, that's how Tosus learns the Gemara's kasha. That's libid the lishna basra, the lashon of the Gemara, that says you're pater, but tovet var mitzvah, alfa pi shelo asa mitzvah. So that's going to be the mitzvah. He thinks he's doing a mitzvah with this woman. He's really not, because she's a nida. In the Sefer Yashish Yankiv and Yevamos and Afbeza Mar Aleph, he asks that according to what Tosus says over here, that Emsachem it's muchach, that if he was miyabim her benidasa, he's kona her. So there the Gemara is talking, Aman damar tabu dvar mitzvah pater, even if he didn't do a mitzvah. So therefore, if so, from that it says there, that Yevimto, nida, Baal Potter, there's no raya that he did a mitzvah, there's no raya that he's koner. Because if we hold like Tosis in Psachim, that we're going Laman Diyamar, Tavid Var Mitzvah, Potter, but Tavid Var Mitzvah, Loa Avo Pishalo Asa Mitzvah. So we're talking about where he didn't do a mitzvah. So if we're talking according to that Mandarma that he didn't do a mitzvah, so he's also, when it comes to Yibum, he's also not doing a mitzvah, he's also not koner. So what's the raya? How can our Tosus say there's a raya that he did a mitzvah and he's koner? We're going there l'man d'amar de lo asa mitzvah. So the Yashish Yankiv says that we have to say that Tosus here doesn't know like Tosus over there. And rather Tosus here holds like the Lecha Mishnah, Perek Beis, Melech Shkogos, Halacha Ches, Bedas HaRambam, that doesn't know like Tosus Psachim. Rather Rambam holds that in Bishton Nido it's called asa mitzvah of Simchas Onah, which is the mitzvah of Abba Avera. But Ishta Nida is also called that mitzvah Simchas Onah, but it's not talking about, okay, not according to the Man D'Amar, that law is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah above Avera, but a mitzvah. So there are two ways of understanding the Gemara. Are we going according to the Man D'Amar that he's not doing a mitzvah, or he is doing a mitzvah? So we can say that these two Perushim in the Gemara Psachim are totally in our two Teretzim in Tosus. That the first Teretz of Tosus holds, as Rebbe Chanan understands it, like the Teretz of Psachim that we're talking about where he didn't do a mitzvah. And therefore, if he's not doing a mitzvah, the first teretz here in Tosus holds that he's not koner when he's baal when she's an ida. But he's just talking l'man d'amar that he's not doing a mitzvah; he didn't do anything. And according to that, there's no raya that you're koner than ida. And the second teretz of Tosus that you are koner, it holds like the lecha mishnah that he's begeder osa mitzvah, just a mitzvah of avera. And therefore, when the Gemara says that he's doing a mitzvah, so that means that he is koner than ida. And that's the second teretz of Tosus, that he is kona benida when he's ba'alea v'yibum. He is kona yevimto when he's ba'alea benidasa. So the first teretz of Tosus is learning that he's not kona her because we're going l'fi l'man d'amar that he didn't do a mitzvah, like Tosus Himsachim there says. And the second Teretz of Tosis, that also that he is Kohen Harer, is going according to the Mandamer that he is doing a mitzvah, both with his wife, because the mitzvah of Simchas Ona, and with the Nida, that the mitzvah is that he's, with the Yavama, that the mitzvah is that he's Kohen Harer. And the Memel, it's a riot that he's Kohen Harer, the Nida, the Yavama, when he's Baal Ab and Nidasa. We can also explain the two Teretzim of Tosis, that otherwise, that by Yibum, there are two inyanim. Number one, there's a mitzvah. Number two, there's a kinyan. So now the chakira is, when he's miyabim her b'derech, the leka mitzvah. He's miyabim her in such a way that there's no mitzvah. In other words, he's ba'ala, for example, b'nidasa, which is a mitzvah b'aver, and it turns out that there's no mitzvah. Do we say that since he wasn't a kind of the mitzvah of Yibum, memeli wasn't a kona her at all, because the kinyan of Yibum is totally in the mitzvah? Or now, do we say it's not totally in the mitzvah? Even though there's no mitzvah, because the mitzvah of Abavera, nevertheless, there's still a kinyan. Can you make a kinyan of Yibum without a mitzvah Yibum? So too by Shechita. We find by Shechita, that Shechita's a mitzvah essay, you say, Asher Gishem Hashem al Shechita. Nevertheless, if your person was Shechit on Shabbos, even b'mezid, his Shechita's Kshera, like the Mishnah and Chulim. We don't say that since he wasn't a kind of mitzvah with the Shechita, because he was Shechit b'Avera, it's a mitzvah of Abavera, and the Shechita's Psula. Because Shechita's a matir. There's a mitzvah and there's a hechsher, so you don't necessarily have to do the mitzvah in order to do the machshir. Nida also. Nida that accidentally fell into the river and went to mikvah, and she didn't mean to. So we have in the Gemara in Chulin Lamed Aleph that she's tahora, even Laman de'amar. Why is she tahora? Laman de'amar mitzichus kavana. Why don't we say that it's not a good tefillah? So the answer is that you're right, that she did it shalom b'kavana, but nevertheless, it's still a tefillah, it's still a machshir, because tefillah has a mitzvah, and tefillah has a hechsher taira. So even if there's no mitzvah, there's still a hechsher taira. So too by Yibum, even though there's a mitzvah of Yibum, there's also a hechsher. So if you're not mekayim the mitzvah, for example, he did it when she's an eitan, it's mitzvah of a vera, male and not a mitzvah, but it's still, he's still koner. So that's really going to be the shaila over here. Shaila is, can you be kona her? Can you be kona her when he's not doing the mitzvah, when he's just doing the hechsher? So if you say that he can't, so that's like the first teretz of Tosis, that he's not kona her because he did this isser. And if you say that he can be kona her, that the even without a mitzvah, so that's according to what Tosis says weiter, that even benidasa is kona. Because you could have the hechsher of the kinyan. You can have a kinyan without the mitzvah aspect of Yibum. There are two aspects. There's the kinyan aspect and the mitzvah aspect. Can you have one without the other? That's the machlokas in the two teirutzim of Tosis. And the Chus in the Ma'ariyat in Chelik Beis, Eben Ezra Simet HaZayin, he writes that one time they were koveya chalitza for the next day, and the father of the woman died. And the Ranach didn't want her to do chalitza, because she's an onenis. And the Ma'arid writes, no, chalitz is a mitzvah, as we learn in the mitzvah and the mission Yavamis. Lametes amid beis mitzvah yibum kademus is chalitza. The mamis born in minyan mitzvahs. V'anam patim mikol mitzvah mus patira, like we say in brachos yitzayin amid beis. So since he's pater, it's command alessa. So she's Peturim and HaMitzvahs. So since she's Peturim and HaMitzvahs, that's it. There's no Chalitza. You're now allowed to make a Bracha when one's an Onen, Lo Aleinu. And there's no Tashlumen. If a person didn't daven Meir when he's an Onen, he doesn't daven two Shachrises, because he's not Roy. The Rosh says he doesn't even have to make Avdala. So you see that if you're Pater from the Mitzvah, then also Pater from Chalitza. The Shuvas Chacham Tzvi in Siman Aleph is Tamei on the Ma'arit. If he's right, there's no woman who's Ksheira LeYibum. Why? Because the second her husband dies, he's an Onen. And her brother-in-law is also an Onen. And even though Yibum is a mitzvah essay, and we paskin call Yavam she'en any karib b'shas nefila Yavam yavu aleha harei keish yisach she'esh labanim v'asura. So here b'shas nefila she's an onenis. So So Chacham Tzvi says that if the Ma'arid is right, that you don't do chalitza when she's in onenes, then you just lost the whole mitzvah of Yibum and chalitza. Because the rule is that you have to be roy b'shas nefila, you have to be roy for Yibum and chalitza. And every single woman whose husband dies is not roy b'shas nefila for Yibum and chalitza, because she's in onenes. So their machlokas is really going to be whether you can do chalitza or not. It's really going to be tali and archakira. Is the hechsher yibum b'chalitza, is that connected to the kiyum mitzvah? If we say that where there's no kiyum mitzvah yibum b'chalitza, there's also no kinyan. If so, b'onen, who's not chayv in kiyum mitzvahs, can't do yibum b'chalitza. Since onen is patur min ha-mitzvahs, so there's no yibum, there's no chalitza, and that's what the Ma'arid holds. The Ma'arid holds no chalitza. Why not? Because there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. There's no chalitza, and that's like the Teretz of Tosis in the first Teretz of Tosis. That if she does Yibum b'nidusa, since it's a mitzvah baba veira, there's no mitzvah, male, there's no kinyan. But if we say that even if there's no mitzvah, there still can be a maisa Yibum and chalitza, the hechsher was done. So even though she's an onenes, she can still do Yibum or chalitza. You're right, there's no mitzvah, but there's still a hechsher, and that's the Chacham Tzvi holds. What are we going to do with the Chacham Tzvi's kasha? And batla mitzvah Yibum. That if you hold like the Ma'arit, that the mitzvah, the kinyan, is talui in the mitzvah, with afkar zika by chalitza is talui in the mitzvah, then you never have a case of Yibum and chalitza, because she's always in her nanas at the get-go. So Tosis asks a similar kasha l'gabe nidan, beizam and aleph. Why don't we say, ein ani korei ba yavami yavu ala b'shas nefila? And what was Tosis' teretz? That nidan is not like other arayas that are because of kid korva. And onen is also not atz korva. So, when do we say it has to be b'shas nefila, she has to be ru'uya? That's only when there's an erva problem, when there's a relative problem, but not when there's a nida problem. If the issue is nida or something else, or that she's an onenes, that doesn't pater her afterwards. What paters her afterwards is she's a relative. Tos Yishanim writes that Nida has a heterai de tefillah. That's called Yivami Yavuala. So Onen also has a heter just by doing Kfuras Hames. Tos also writes that Nida is Darchei Noam. That Achos Isha, it's not Darchei Noam that afterwards first she should become Asur then Materis. After the sister dies, she's Pitom Materis. It's not Darchei Noam that first there should be no Zika, she's not Chayv to do Yibum, because she's Achos Isha, and then she's Chayv to Yibum. That's not Darchei Noam. But Nida is Darchei Noam, because let the man just wait until she becomes Tahora. So you're also the same reason as Shaykh Bayone. Just wait until after the burial. And it's really a Pella on the Chacham Tzvi, who asked on the Ma'arit that Ein L'chai Shekshera B'Yubim, according to your Svara, when he could have just looked in Tosfos. And the same Svaras that we see in the Rishonim, Tosfos and others, Tosfos Yishanim, others, that Mati or Nida can also be used to be Mati or Anonenis, and Mati or Yibums, even though it's not Roy B'Shas Nefila, but it's Roy afterwards. In Yivam Islam Tesam Beis, famous Machlokas Abishol says that if somebody marries his Yivam L'Shem Noi because she's beautiful, it's like Erva. Chum say, no, Yivam Yovale Mikol Makom. Rashi writes that he holds, Abishol holds, that Yavam Yavule the mitzvah, L'shem mitzvah Yibum. So maybe it's Tolan Archakira. That Abishol says it only has to be L'shem mitzvah, not L'shem mitzvah, you can't do it. And Tosfos says no. As long as you have a kinyan, it doesn't have to be L'shem mitzvah. The kinyan is chal even without a mitzvah. We already discussed in a previous recent shiur the Minchas Chinuch and Tavkuf Tzadi Ches, who's choker when somebody's miyabin without kavanas mitzvah. So he says that he's not yotzei because mitzvah is kavana. He has to have beer with her a second time, and even by Chayvei Lavin, that only the first beer is mutter, because Asei Dechol Osei has to do it again because it wasn't yotzei the first time. Really, it's telling our Chakira. If you hold that you can't have a kinyan without a mitzvah, he's right. If he did it without kavanas mitzvah, he has to do it again. But if you can't have a kinyan without kavanas mitzvah, so then he made the kinyan. Afterwards, it's too late. There's no reason to do it again, and if she's Chayvei Lavin, he can't do it again. See, he already made the kinyan, he did the mitzvah, and that's it. He did the kinyan, and that's it. He went out the mitzvah. So these are just some thoughts. You know, this tosis, there's a lot of talk about this tosis, and I'd really like to get back to it. So God should just give us, please God, life and Simchas Chaim, and hopefully we will return to it. Mitzvah Hashem. Simcha v'tuv leiv of Meirov Kol. Okay. Shalom, shalom, sweetie. Shalom, beloved.